following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Joe Benedict at the Keokuk Daily Gate City. Joe, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
President Biden was over in Saudi Arabia over the weekend, but sounds like he didn't really get solid assurance from them that they would up oil production. Do you know what might be the next step to kind of get some more oil on the market?
Yes, but it isn't going to happen. But I'll tell you what I'm have been talking about for a long time. We were energy independent the day he became president, and now we're energy dependent. And I guess it's best proven by your question. He goes to Saudi Arabia, asks them to pump more oil when we got it right here under our own feet. So just undo the restrictions you put in place, like build a pipeline, let more drilling happen, take the regulations off of fracking that you put on, and tell banks to loan to energy companies instead of not loan to them. Just reversing that would make a big difference. And it wouldn't only make a big difference for the price of gasoline, but out of 9 1/10% inflation, I think half of it would be our energy policies, not just gas you put in your car, but increased fertilizer prices, delivering food and fiber and product around the country through $5.50 diesel fuel. All that adds up to about half, at least 40%, maybe even half of the 9 1/10% inflation. So this isn't Putin's fault. This is President Biden's fault.
Do you feel like he'll start to look at any of that, of his own policies, since things have been going on quite a while with high gas prices?
I hear him and read about him getting pressure from environmentalists to shut down energy even more than he has. So I don't see this president, unless he takes the bull by the horns and overrules everybody that's trying to advise him, that we're going to get it down. Now, the same thing I told you, I've been given on speeches and interviews for a couple months. So I'm speaking up just like I'm speaking up and giving you my thought.
Ukraine's kind of fading from the main part of the news. Is the U.S. still engaged there? And is there like a solution for the issue that you can see?
I don't know for sure, but I do know now, about 4 months late, we're finally getting them some offensive equipment that is going to make a difference, and more coming, I'm told. And I'm glad for that, because I think the Ukrainians have the will to fight and are doing a good job, more on the defensive now than on the offensive. But with our new missiles, or whatever you want to call them, that we're sending in, more than just howitzers, like we've sent in a lot of howitzers, but they don't do much good beyond 15 miles. We've got now stuff that can deliver up to 50 miles damage. And what I've read about it, I think it's making a big difference.
And we've got the midterms coming up. There's a chance the Republicans could regain control of Congress. If that happens, do you know any of the priorities for the next couple of years?
Yeah, I'll be chairman of the Judiciary Committee, and I would hope to get some bills passed, like Klobuchar and I have in today. If they don't get passed this year, taking on big tech, I would hope to get an immigration bill passed. In agriculture, where I'm not chairman of a committee, if I don't get it passed this year, I hope to continue to work to get a fair market from the big four meat packers that dominate the slaughter by 85%, and farmers that want to cash sell don't get a fair market and sometimes can't market for 30 days. I hope to get that legislation passed. And then I hope to get the Wyden-Grassley bill passed that would get prescription drug prices down if the Democrats don't do a bad bill that they're saying is going to get prices down. I think it would get prices down, but I think it would also curtail a lot of money that goes into research and development for our new miracle drugs.
Coming up in this year, what are some of the bipartisan bills coming up that you're looking forward to?
Well, I've named three that I'm involved in, the Grassley tester bill on cattle, Klobuchar-Grassley bill on big tech, the Wyden-Grassley bill on prescription drug prices. Beyond that, I've got a bill in that will help indirectly pharmaceutical prices that got out of the Commerce Committee. Cantwell's chairman of that committee, and she and I are sponsoring a bill to take on pharmacy benefit managers and give the Federal Trade Commission authority to investigate them and bring some transparency, because nobody knows what goes on, the middleman between the pharmaceutical company and the consumer.
What's some of the stuff in the tech bill?
Basically, it's an economic anti-discrimination bill that would affect companies like Amazon and Google. When they sell their products, they prioritize them over you, Joe. If you were going to sell on Amazon or Google and you had a good product, it wouldn't get prioritized, and it would require that these companies not discriminate against your product.
And have you been paying much attention to the January 6th committee hearings, and what are your thoughts on some of that?
Yeah, not directly watching the committee, but I have staff that watch it and report to me, and I read a lot about it. I try to keep up on it as best I can, but I don't have time in a day in the United States Senate to sit in the office and watch television, because when I get here at 6 in the morning, there's some time in the morning I could do that, but they're never on at 6 in the morning. So when 9 o'clock comes, then everything's pretty much on autopilot around here. So I read about it, and I listen to what my staff sees on television.
And anything else you want to comment on? Or?
I'd comment on the things that I'm hearing at my county meetings. And by the way, I don't count a political event in Fort Madison Saturday night as a county visit, because that's a political thing. I do this in an official way. And I'll tell you what I've heard in the 78 counties I've been in so far this year, that number one is inflation, number two is gas prices, and number three is the president not enforcing the law at the border, and people wading through the Rio Grande on a regular basis, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 every day come to this country violating our laws. Those are the three things I hear from my constituents most, with inflation being number one.
All right. Well, that's all I had.
Thank you for being on, Joe.
Sure. Thanks.
Thank you, Joe, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.